We're all out of love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's Boston and Matt. Where the fuck is everybody else? There's Jack.
And we have no Nick tonight.
But that was a fucking great song.
It was amazing. It was When You're Your Best Yet.
I would say it was your best yet.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. And welcome.
How are you?
This good seeing you. Did you have a good Memorial Day? I saw that you were living it up.
Yeah, I went down to the Cape. I went down for a night. My wife and kids went down on the Friday, which was my birthday that I evaded social media. Success.
Congrats.
Again. Thank you. I went down on Saturday, but as part of my birthday gifts, I got to come home from work on Friday and have the house to myself with no wife and no kids.
Nice.
And not have an alarm clock to wake up to. That is honestly probably the best fucking gift ever. You concur. Yeah.
I'm shaking my head. Yeah,
That's an amazing thing.
That's a gift from God.
She like masturbating. It really is.
So, yeah. And I'm laughing at Jack, not your masturbatory joke, but so anyways, I went down to the Cape for a night and came back the next day and
went down to the Cape because I'm not on the book anymore. I'm not on the book anymore. So I go down the Cape. It's only we got to see the pictures because we, you know, message.
So then I'm home this week. So I took the whole week off, which is fucking great. The only thing that's different about the fact that it's not necessarily a vacation so much as it is daddy daycare. But hey, whatever. Yeah. It works.
I understand that.
Yeah. But I am going to Washington, D.C. on Friday.
That's right. To see the ex.
Yes. Yeah. No, not really. Going to my wife's cousin's wedding.
Now, is your wife going?
Yeah, it's her cousin.
Okay. I didn't know if you worked out a way to say, you know, I'm closer to your cousin than you are.
No. But you're awful. I've been lazy. I haven't reached out. I haven't set up the lunch that hopefully I can take. But oh, Matt's gone. Weird.
Well, he got excited about that joke of his, and now he's gonna go. Now he's gonna go make good on it.
Were you guys talking about me?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to log into the chat here for some reason.
I wonder if he ever masturbates over the dead people.
Excuse me.
Weird.
I was only gone for like 5 seconds.
You're out of line, Jack, but you might be on to something.
I know I'm out of line, but he's so against us doing a video. I mean, a whole show on it. And there's got to be a reason behind it.
Yeah, so. Well, you've heard it. You just don't want to accept or listen to me, but you know, whatever.
Well, you haven't made a case for it, have you? You said, I don't want you doing it.
Yeah, I don't want any attention brought to the next door. Or anything to deal with that time in which there were any spectral apparitions. So I'd rather just, you know,
is that what the kids are calling it these days? I just spectral apparition all over myself.
Think of me as like a Republican post-Trump. I just don't want to think about what happened on January 6th. I just want to move past it like it was a ghost.
So it happened on January. So nice. You jacked off on the dead bodies on January 6th.
No. Just making a metaphor here.
Hello, Janice. Okay.
Draw your conclusions.
Okay. All right.
I gotta watch it though, because I did start drinking the bee's knees tonight. I thought
the bee's knees. It's been a while.
Bringing it back. It's summertime, you know.
You get pretty obnoxious with bee's knees.
Yeah, I mean, I ate my gummy 2 hours earlier this episode.
Wow.
Whoops.
2 hours earlier. So does that mean it's
been usual,
just kicking in, or it's post?
Oh, I'm well on the road,
on the train,
absolutely.
On the train again. On the train again.
So can we ask Jack why is your background Go Giants? You're not a Giants fan.
Are Kim and that guy here?
That guy. Jeez. You know, we have listeners. They have names.
Well, I'm trying to be nicer.
They join us live each week for some.
I'll explain it once I see them.
They might be busy living their own life. You know, they had a Memorial Day weekend. They were able to go out.
I'll wait till John, the UPS guy, or the Amazon guy, whatever he wants to be called,
right?
And Kim show up. Then I'll explain why I had this. I kind of like it. The blood. Oh, there he is.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay.
There goes the rest of the podcast.
The reason the Giants are in first place is because of me.
I see.
Because of me, because I went on Facebook and openly rooted for the Dodgers so the Giants would win. Once I started that, the Giants won 3 straight games against the Dodgers. Am I right, John, VPS guy? So now I'm rooting for the Giants. I put them in first place. I'll take them out of first place.
Hey, be careful. He pulled this shit on my Patriots.
it did some damage, didn't it?
What's going on, Jay?
Hey.
Welcome, Jay, for classing up this joint.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm a little late. We were watching the Mayor of East Town.
The what?
Mayor of East Town. It's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
It's very good.
I
lost track of time. I apologize.
You're not watching the pod rigging?
I had that on too.
Okay.
It's called multitasking. Anyways, I realize I'm filling in for Nick here, so I did bring
we'll just let Colleen cut off the first 7 minutes
what?
Of the show.
My fucking song was awesome, dude.
I didn't hear it because I was late. What is behind you, Matt?
I kid because what's behind me? Oh yeah.
You don't recognize it?
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's called the long con.
Got it.
Always putting my ugly mug behind you. Well, how do you like it, mister? Okay.
I don't care.
I love that you had it like perfectly like set up, so all you had to do was like click a button and just zooms into a space.
I'm not sensitive. You like
wait, this. Is that actually two separate photos?
It is.
Nope. It's from the same photo.
Yeah, but I'm pretty made.
Give the public what they want.
Jay had his song all ready to go, and now we got derailed by.
I gotta say, I do appreciate this tactics you're using here. Like you're out of the gate going on the offensive as to try and prolong or delay or even stop.
You guys were already attacking me. Text message thread we share. I'm like, Jesus, we haven't started the show, and my psyche is already being leveled by you guys.
Oh yeah, I did make a comment on one of your posts, by the way.
Sorry,
yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
And the Padres are losing again.
Yeah, but Wilson Contreras or whatever hit a home run.
Jay, you have the floor.
Well, vacuum it.
Here we go. It's a little song. Can you guys hear the ukulele?
I got the uki.
Okay, here we go. 'Cause Nick's a creep. Nick's a weirdo. He isn't even here. Does he even belong here? But not today. Jay's return, yeah. You're the Ramblecast after dark. Something, something. I got nothing after that.
Oh, that was half-assed.
He's a creep.
'Cause Nick's a creep. There you go.
Whew, Nick, that was your best one yet.
Yeah. Is anyone worried about Nick with all those bear attacks in Colorado?
Did you see that woman like fend off?
No, that was a teenager. They said
it was a teenager.
The woman that like fought the bear back over the fence. That was awesome.
I would have said, "Hey, dogs, you're on your own."
You thought she was a boxer throwing a haymaker. Well,
the bear had her cubs with her. you never go into that. And but she did went in there and pushed the bear off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the bear was like, "Fuck that shit! I'm out of here."
What kind of? It came back. It yeah, started hot defense again.
Yeah, but she'd already grabbed the dogs and ran.
Yeah,
I did not see this. I'm gonna have to look this up.
It's impressive. But let's just say that it's incredible.
What's the shirt you were in there, Jay?
Oh, Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas. The finest barbecue you will ever eat is in Austin.
I've heard.
Chris was just hoping that it was about his own hometown.
You know, the second safest place in America to live.
It's also the most boring place to live.
Because they only have muskets.
If everybody had a musket, it would take a really long time to go on a shooting spree.
That is a great ad. That one with the guy, the guy walks, but he doesn't walk in dressed as someone from Boston. He walks in as a normal person.
Everybody in Boston dresses like Paul Revere. Is that like your perception of him?
Yeah,
I don't understand where you're coming from. Is it, there's an advertisement that has this?
Yeah, well, the guy walks into a business. He shoots his musket, and as he's reloading, everybody runs away. It's a Second Amendment.
He shoots the gun like almost point blank, and since it's a musket, it's not very accurate, so it misses the first person he tries to shoot at. And as he's trying to reload it, everybody runs away.
I don't know why nobody tried to grab him.
I've never seen this commercial.
Oh, man.
It's classic.
I think it was filmed in Boston or just outside.
I actually don't watch live TV, so it makes sense.
It's on YouTube.
So it's a YouTube advertisement.
They always play it before the Pornhub videos. So, but
no, they don't.
Oh wait, that's a different musket that's exploding. Sorry, just trying to keep the RC.
That's the real Paul Revere.
The English are coming.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
The British are fucking.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I got a good.
You ruined that fucking joke, Chris.
Yeah.
And so am I.
Jay's like, why did I come onto this show?
Yeah, this is pretty bad. Do people still watch this stuff?
Yeah,
apparently.
Apparently, they come in the chat and then they complain. But
I needed someone. I needed a translator droid for all of the baseball talk.
Why do you have that background, Jack?
It was
you don't want to go there.
If you would have showed up on time, you would know.
Ugh, I'm sure it was something about being the Dodgers or something. I don't know.
It actually has to do with John, the UPS guy in the thread, is just. He's figured out how to antagonize Jack and talking about how the Padres are South LA.
No, but Kim had posted something on Facebook about the Giants. I said, how come you can't beat the Dodgers? So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start rooting for the Dodgers. And someone else didn't see the whole thread. So they were kind of upset with me that I kept coming in there rooting for the Dodgers. Your team only won a short season World Series. Then I go, you know what? If my team loses a day, my Dodgers, I will never support them again, so I just can't go back. So basically, I put the Giants in first place. I can take them out of first place.
That's true. There you go.
You got a weird sports mentality.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong, Chris?
No.
Am I wrong, Jay?
The curse of Jack has graced New England more than once.
Yeah. It's
putting that dark energy down there.
And the thing is, I think if you would realize he is an asshole to everyone and that's why he's cursed, if he could just be kinder to people, it would go a lot farther towards the curse.
Oh, fuck off. I don't think I can do it.
Exactly.
You're talking I gave it a try.
You're talking about Jack. I thought you were talking about Spanos.
So. They're one and the same. That's why he hates him so much. You know, people
I'm a very loyal person. I would not have moved the team.
No
chance in fucking hell.
It's the guy who moved from San Diego to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, I only took myself and some kids. I didn't take the whole fucking city.
He's like, I hear the weather's great.
I'm only happy if I'm sweating all day long.
I need more humidity.
Which reminds me of something. We had the Glatfelter boys this weekend because Jay was celebrating his anniversary, right? 10th anniversary, 11th, 12th, 13th. Yeah. Whatever.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Well, we did it a few weeks later because Colleen still had when the anniversary actually happened, she still had like a week and a half left of her vaccine period.
You've been married 10 years now?
10 years. Yeah, you were
Jesus there. Christ.
That's so, where Mentos was born 10 years ago.
Chris, your birthday and Jay and Colleen's anniversary is really close together there?
Apparently. When did you get married?
April 29th.
So no.
Oh, no.
We're a month apart. Yeah.
So now we're in June.
Right. You were celebrating it a month late, right?
Essentially.
Hey, when you have kids, you just get it in when you can.
That's basically
what she said,
or what she doesn't say.
That's what Paul Revere says.
Oh man,
the British are coming. Get it in when you can.
No, Jack, it's the English.
Okay, the English. The English are coming. The English are coming. The English are coming. I don't know, it's Irish. But anyway, so
I wasn't Irish.
It was
South African.
Well, whatever.
South African and Scottish mix.
Yeah.
Let's not put down anybody else because of the way he talks.
No.
What?
If anything, you're elevating him.
Jack looks at me like all heartbroken, and yet like all of the sheep jokes, just the endless amount of
I'm saying. He's the most.
I don't start the.
He throws the most heat.
Nick, to be fair, you set the stage for every single one of those jokes.
Who said Nick.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at your square. It says Nick's song. Matt.
Nick's song. Yeah, because Nick's not here, so I thought.
But you set the stage for pretty much everyone. It's almost as if you like pre-plan the staging of your own jokes.
Yeah. Uh huh.
You mean like Randy?
No, you're looking for sympathy.
No, I tried. Yeah. I come on. I push the button. We hit go. I know that I'm in for at least 10 minutes of baseball.
I'm laughing at Randy saying best Jackie Stewart impression.
Yeah, what's your Jackie Stewart? Let's hear it.
I can't do it anymore. I lost it. Oh. And you know, it's funny because he was big in the Indy 500 when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Jackie Stewart. In fact, he was a race car driver. He drove He used to be at the.
He hasn't won it four times though.
And you could never understand what the fuck he was saying, basically, because he'd just be so excitable. Anyway, so I didn't even know the Indy 500. I forgot all about. I can't remember the last time I watched the Indy 500. I used to watch it all the time, and it just happened Monday, right?
Yeah. Sunday. It's always Sunday. The Memorial Day weekend.
That's right,
Sunday of
Memorial. And I had milk ready and everything, and I just forgot all about it.
Aww.
The milk thing's a weird kind of celebration thing.
Tradition.
I know, but the
Dairy Farmers Association paid some guy 100 years ago.
Because there's nothing better after you're sitting in a hot car and racing 500 miles. Give me a cold glass of milk.
That's the thing with milk, period. Milk is always gross. It's never a good drink.
And it's always a bad choice.
Yeah, I don't know who likes.
I'm really hot. I want more phlegm.
But that's any adult person that would sit down and have a glass of milk with dinner or anything like that, instantly don't trust them because it's wrong.
I did that literally every day of my life until I went to college.
But you grew. You grew and matured as a person.
They're good with cookies, though.
Yeah, man, but you
grandma's cookies are the best with milk.
Talking about the Dairy Farmers Association paying money, the amount of money that was paid to have all those advertisements run and make everybody freak out that your kid's going to fall into a pile of bone dust if he doesn't have two glasses of milk a day.
Smart advertising, right?
Brilliant advertising, but it was all bullshit.
Well, Chris Storin here says, what do you drink with your cookies? If your cookies are so dry that you need milk to make
grandma's famous cookies.
They're too dry then.
You don't know my grandma.
Moist.
I know her cookies.
You don't know my grandma's cookies.
although Jay, but the Oreo by nature is a very dry cookie.
Oreo.
Which savior is the cream filling, no doubt.
That's what we need double stuff. A single stuff Oreo is crap. And that's why Jack's so much the single stuff.
Except scoreboard single stuff one.
Although I'm convinced that double stuff Oreos are the actual single stuff Oreos that we used to get when we were kids.
Well, I think so. I agree. Because it's single stuff now. You look up and it's just a chocolate cookie.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, going back to having the Glatfelter boys over, which is always a pleasure. Because you have one kid who's very mellow, very calm, and that's Zachary. And then you have Alex, who's very wired and very on the go all the time. Anyway, I made breakfast in the morning. I made squishy bacon. They like their bacon squishy, you know, fairly cooked. And made them Mickey Mouse pancakes and all this different stuff and hash browns and all that stuff. And Alex sleeps with a pull-up. Mm-hmm. So my wife, Cindy, his Gigi, Gigi takes, let me change you and put you back in. Remember, you're going to be in underwear. You know, if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. So she takes off and I'm eating. I'm not really paying attention. He takes off the pull-up and he goes, Gigi, my balls itch. So I almost choke on the fucking bacon.
That's awesome.
And I'm just like going, I'm just like coughing and gagging over there and laughing my ass off because he just said it, you know, how we, you know, it happens. If you're out there and you have balls, you know that sometimes they just fucking itch. And he just goes, my balls itch, Gigi.
No, so here's the question, though. Jack, was it you or Jay? Was it you that taught him this phrase?
It had to be Jay.
It's me. I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't me because I go, the first thing I said, where the hell did he learn that?
I don't remember where I would say it to him.
That's what I was thinking, Chris.
Yeah, I think that makes a good show title. My balls itch.
My balls itch. Yeah.
It happens, and you got to adjust him. At least he's aware. You know,
I think that's what happened, but he may have heard it in class because he did it to me.
Class,
we were driving,
he's three,
and he was his. I think the car seat was like kind of
squishing his balls,
squishing his balls.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, hey. I was like, you just gotta pull out your pants,
pull out your balls.
No, you know, there's no room,
you gotta readjust it,
you gotta readjust.
And he likes to walk around naked. And I said, no, dude, I know you're proud. And you got every reason to be proud. But fucking put on some pants, okay?
He loves Pooh Bearing it.
I said, dude, I go, and you're wrong.
Sounds like he's got pretty big balls. I'm just, you know, I don't want to like lay that claim.
Hey, but, let's just say he's blessed, okay? He's proud. He's proud. What are you gonna do?
He's a fucking tripod.
I hope he grows because he's gonna be tripping over that thing.
No wonder. You know, things are smashing.
He's not. It's not safe for him to ride a bike.
He's growing hair down there already. So
I don't get that close. I don't know, but I just. But seriously, I said, no, dude, you gotta put on some pants. And your mom's like, why does he put on pants? I go, because he has to put on pants. All right.
He's making me feel bad about
exactly.
myself.
I was in the pool. That's why I had to keep telling the kids.
I just watched that episode tonight.
Did
you? I did. I would like I the was shrinkage in the
pool.
Episode.
I was in the pool.
I think that the shrinkage kind of eclipses some of the other elements that happened in that episode. Like, I forgot about the whole lobster
Boudreaux's,
trap.
Boudreaux's Gully.
Like Kramer's out, he like gets like the lobsters, and then he like, and then the whole fact that George secretly feeds the lobsters to the kosher girl.
Well, okay, that brings up, okay, was he right to do that? Because what she did to him.
No, but the whole point is they're awful people.
I know they're awful people. Because not only that, but he's like, oh, I'm gonna go apologize to her, and then walks in on her.
But what? But was he justified in what he did?
She didn't.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
right?
She.
No,
told,
no, no, no.
She told.
You're being sympathetic to the character of George. George, by his very nature, is like overthinking this and being such a schizo that he actually makes it. If he didn't have the anxiety, if he was just like, you know what,
I get it.
That's me, baby. You know,
But Rachel shares no blame in this. None. She's not a nice person. Rachel's not a nice person. Nope.
I'm not going to.
You're not supposed to feel sorry for George.
I don't feel sorry for anyone. I'm just saying that you can answer a question. You can say, okay, he was right without feeling sorry for him.
The only thing I know is that baby was ugly.
All babies are ugly.
No, the baby was breathtaking.
Touché.
I don't care what, like, there is an aura. There's this thing that parents have where you don't realize how ugly your baby is. And then you look at pictures later, like, yeah, it's kind of an ugly baby. And then all babies are ugly. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, Heather was a good looking baby.
Again, that's your own aura.
No, that was the nurses and everybody.
Toddler Heather. I'm talking about baby.
Oh yeah, when they get older, yeah, sure, because they got that.
I'm saying,
you know, dude,
because usually their head grows.
Both of my kids looked at there from Planet Melmac, for Christ's sake. They're actually elongated heads.
Their heads get too big. You know that, Jay, because you're still.
Actually, Melmac was Elf. It's
probably still growing. But yeah,
was Melmac Elf? Yeah. Melmac's Elf. Well, where are the Coneheads from?
Right, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking
Coneheads. Coneheads are Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you know, but where are they from? The planet
France.
You know? Like we're France. That's pretty fucking good.
France. Coneheads. I'm gonna pull up their Wikipedia page because there's probably a fucking
Broton.
What were you saying, Jay?
I was gonna say, was the planet only referenced in the movie and not the sketches?
I have no idea.
Yeah, hard to say.
Because I always said, we're from France.
That's true.
That period of SNL movies in the 90s where they brought back old sketches.
Yeah, they did. They were like, well, it worked for Wayne's World. Let's just pump out some others.
Remember Stuart Smalley or whatever.
His name.
Well, they had
You're Pat. Good enough.
But they didn't have a Stuart Smalley movie.
They did.
It was Planet Remulac.
Remulac.
But they did a Stuart Smalley movie. I remember.
Really? With Phil Hartman?
No. It was
what's his name? Politician.
Former senator. Franken.
Touchy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Touchy feely guy.
I don't know why I thought that was. I'm thinking of Jack Handy.
Completely different conversation.
Pretty much the same thing.
I was thinking of Phil Hartman's character where he does the poems by Jack Handy. I don't know why I morphed Jack Handy into Jack Handy. My favorite is when he says, someday I'm going to tell my kids that I'm going to take them to Disneyland and then I'm going to drive for an hour to a burned down barn and I'm gonna say that's Disneyland. I guess it burnt down. And then we're gonna drive back home. So I'm paraphrasing, but oh my gosh, I laugh so hard for that. I still love that. Classic. I need that like crocheted on something.
That's sick, man. Why would you do that to your kids?
I don't know, but it just cracks me up. So
it is funny. I have to admit that is funny.
But anyway,
Remulac.
Mayor of Easttown. Check it out. Really good show.
Is it drama, comedy?
Drama, like a whodunit.
Is that with the
Kate Winslet?
She let Jack die, right?
Yes. Are all your jokes from 1997?
Yes. Exactly. Is your face from 1997?
This is why we can't have Jay on the show.
I know. Look how mean he is. Was that uncalled for?
What? No, not him.
Oh, you're blaming me? What did I do?
Well, you just drive away all the good hosts. Look, we lost Nick. We don't know when we're going to get him back.
Well, we'll never lose you because you said good host.
I was thinking about that, but I'm like, dude, I'm right here.
Sorry, couldn't see you down there.
Listen, so, here's the thing: we only have a few more weeks of Jack being here because he's a big celebrity now, and
we can't lose him. Can't lose all of that that John Boy money.
Yeah.
It's Joan Boy, ain't it?
Oh, Joan Boy.
I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Jim, isn't it? And then John.
That's what I thought, but I don't. And now people are saying, no, I'm just joking with you because you're joking. I said, oh, okay. I don't know.
I think you've missed the wave, Jack. Yeah. I think you could have gone in astronomically viral, but yeah. I think you kind of pussied out a little bit.
I probably did. Yeah, I did. Is that a PC term anymore, though?
The last.
Wait, hold on. Are we politically correct?
I am.
I think he was referring to the cat that doesn't stray too far away from home. You know, you just stay around these parts. You know, I invited Jay on because I thought he'd have a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Who asked Jay to be on?
Matt did. He said, I can't do this with Jack.
I can't just fucking deal with these two guy assholes.
I need
someone to protect me.
No, I needed a translator for baseball.
That's what Matt specifically.
So why would you ask Jay? Have you seen him throw?
Straight out of 97.
You know what? You're still throwing like it's 1997.
You're still podcasting like it's 2002.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I get slammed 1,000 times a day by Jumb Boy people. Okay.
Just want to include you in, especially because you speak Jack's baseball language. LOL. That was the.
If I could make one of those little hand hearts, I would, but I can't.
I feel it. But
it looks like a real heart, actually.
This is a potato or a kidney.
That actually looked like a dick and ball.
do they itch?
Only when they get smashed by that child seat.
I got the new iPhone Max.
What?
12.
What is the circle for?
The air power thing.
Is that on your case or is that on the phone?
Yeah, it's.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize
that. You don't have to charge it with the normal.
You can, yeah, it's just a little. I can just drop.
Oh, like the phone. I mean, like the watch, right?
Yeah, basically, okay. Kind of. Little less connect, but anyways. So I'm loving it so far. The video quality is amazing. I can just I can shoot Geek Dad Life stuff with this.
You got the blue phone too. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got blue.
Oh.
Do you read John's comment in there? John, the UPS guy's comment?
I'm not going to post that. I'm not going to share with that.
No. All right.
He knows what he's done.
I'm awaiting my new
I feel so old with the two cameras.
Well, yeah. I had an 8 Plus for a long time, and they were given like $200 for it or something. So
I have the 11 something, right? I guess.
I don't know what you have.
I don't know. It's like 11 something. I have no
idea. Yeah, the trade-ins are awesome right now. It's because there's
I just traded this one in, though. Can I trade it in again?
You can do it every year, I think, if you do the...
Whatever you want.
I don't think it's been a year yet.
But it had been a while since I've been in an Apple store. But it was nice. I haven't worked there in 5 years, but it was neat how many people still work there when I work there. So it's like going back to your high school and seeing all your old friends there. So it was a lot of fun.
Give me a tissue.
Okay.
I was I binge watched Broad City and mm-hmm. Abby, whenever she goes into like one of the stores.
Is this a spoiler?
No, it's not a spoiler, but she always has this special handshake that like takes like way too long and is really complex. I just imagine Jay doing that. Like you've got like all of these like elbow, like, you know, special like, snap kind of things.
Nah, and
you're
like, come on.
You're cracking open Max, just smelling it. You're like, yeah.
Do I have to say it? I know it's 1997. He's not that cool.
I didn't say it was cool. I just said he was at. That's how I imagine it happening.
Because if you watch any baseball game,
I have a channel called Geek Dad Life. I am a thing from cool. I've never claimed.
Is that why you came on the show to promote that channel? It's like the fifth time you said that.
On its own.
No, but Matt's trying to bring you because Matt. Okay, I promise not to pick on you the rest of the night if you stop just pumping. You know,
well, here's the thing. I think we can all agree the last show that I came on with you all was arguably the best Ramblecast that you all have done.
I don't know. Last week was pretty fucking.
Yeah, I laughed pretty hard last week. It was pretty good.
But Jay, to be fair, the show that you were on was very fun.
I don't remember. What did we do with you?
We made fun of you most of the show.
Yeah, you didn't pick on me. It was awesome. It was great. It was like it was a win.
I can take it. I don't care.
No, you can't. Anyway, moving along.
Moving along to a commercial break. We need one of those.
Look at Jay trying to move in as producer already. Wow, Matt.
No, I'm not. Matt does a fantastic job with you all.
Thank you.
I heard Jay moving along.
If only StreamYard didn't log me out for some reason, like I'm not logged in. So I somehow have to jump out of this in order to jump back in. Yeah, like I can't post in the chat right now or else that'd be
weird.
Yeah, no, I know.
We'll be here waiting for you, Matt.
Okay, yeah. Don't say anything about me while I'm gone. Okay.
All right, promise.
Chris Jordan. Chris asked, did you say you're waiting for a new iPad? No, I'm waiting for a new iMac. I go to the new 24-inch iMac.
What color?
Blue. I'm blue everything, really. Blue balls, blue computer.
That's a 97 joke.
No, but I actually, this is a 97 joke. I'm pretty pumped about that. I traded this one in. I'm on now. I haven't sent it in yet, obviously. But to your point, Jay, you got good money for your phone. I got like $800 for this computer. I just bought it a year and a half ago. So traded that in. Let me get the beautiful new iMac. That thing is ridiculous. So sorry, but I'm going to have outstanding resolutions. You can see my ugly mug in like HD. But and you guys will be left in the dust.
Yeah, I've contemplated. I just bought a Mac. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should trade in the Mac Mini and get one of those iMacs.
It's good. The values trade in right now are the best ever. So do it.
There's a certain level where I don't want the camera to see too much definition. There's a certain age. Yeah, like I just
that's
want
why
the
that's why I have it all dark right now because
you see the bags under my eyes and the crow's feet and all that shit.
Jack's background is really dark. It's very
41-year-old acne. Does that fucking exist?
Yeah. Hello, giants, my old friend.
Yeah. He's slowly descending into the.
I mean, my background is all jacked up.
that's a good 96 joke.
Oh.
See? Here's the thing is this is the first time I've heard it, so it feels fresh, you know, and it's
shut the fuck up.
Cheers. So speaking of Kim's, because she was in the chat earlier.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to, but just seeing the stark difference of when Jack is dealing it versus receiving it, it's awesome.
Yeah, right?
like Jack actually is being quiet right now.
Well, because I'm bored.
Might as well talk about Star Wars.
Huh? I don't want to upset anyone in the chat. I'm being nice today.
Hi. If anybody was wanting an Owen and Bruce, we did miss our opportunity.
Come on, nobody wanted that. Come on. How did you say that with a straight face?
Did you say dozens of downloads? There's
literally dozens of them, Jack.
It's Matt. download.
Yeah, okay, really, it's just me and Nick, basically, that really enjoy doing the show. But, missed our window with Nick to record the last. So at some point,
he's got family in town.
Hey, man, he's got family in town.
When I do it.
And I, when you do it. Well, I have family in town coming this week as well, which will flow into next week. So I won't be here next week. I don't know what the other people will do. If this show will go on. Who knows?
We can always get Jay back to producing.
Well, good luck. But just wanted to sign off saying this is my last show, guys. Good night.
Great show, kids.
One in a million.
One in a million. Those bee's knees have gotten to them.
No, I'll be back.
You've got the advantage right now. You can't leave mid-match. You are at the advantage. You have Jack right now. By his itchy ball.
Oh, you had me at hello.
Look at it.
It's literally 97 tonight.
Good vintage. It's a good vintage the first time you hear it. Yeah, I think you know it's really exciting to be here with you all.
Yeah, and
Jay's like, you're texting.
Jay's googling nice things I can say to assholes.
What other shit?
It was really nice.
Jay, what other shows have you been watching since you've been watching?
Just that, really.
What's been your in your wheelhouse?
What's your go-to show?
I've been enjoying Mighty Ducks Game Changers, which is on Disney Plus.
I'm still stuck on the third episode.
I mean, it's a kid's show, so the Zach likes watching it. Alex,
I asked him if he wanted to watch it. He said no.
Because
he goes, my dad makes me watch it.
Right,
It's telling the truth. I wouldn't mind.
I'm reading between the lines here, and I'm imagining Zach's really actually like, no, I want to watch it with my dad.
This movie just really makes my balls itch.
Well, if you've ever played hockey, you sweat a lot down there. So balls itching is kind of a normal thing. You got the cup, and you never clean your cup.
Bad Batch was a little bit better, but it's still like it needs to find itself. I feel like it's not. It hasn't had that. Oh my god, this is great!
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question? Going back to Ducks.
Sure.
Did they get the same actor to skate when Emilio Estevez is skating as Gordon Bombay,
and he's 10 feet taller?
Yeah. Did it look like the same act? Because he literally is like 6 feet taller than Emilio Estevez.
He's little though. He must be like 5'6".
I mean, no, his dad's not very big.
No, Martin Sheen's not very big either. Harley's the average, right?
But anyway, he's just skating like crazy, and it's just like the same. It's the same plot, except now the Ducks are bad.
Mm-hmm.
They are the team that Gordon played on. The Hawks. That's the team. The Hawks. But anyway,
The Ducks that I just watched was the DuckTales season 3. It recently dropped on Disney Plus. Yeah, it just recently dropped on Disney.
Plus. The whole thing.
I did. Yes.
Thoughts?
I liked it. You know, I liked how they brought in a lot of different. I mean, it's like it just magnified like the world building. It was kind of like, and it's sad that it's the last one. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. And I know that they're going to go on to do Darkwing.
Different showrunners for Darkwing. It's not going to be in the same universe.
That sucks, and that's dumb because they did such a great job with that show. Mm-hmm. And so both my kids like it. I mean, we find a lot of the stuff hilarious. Sometimes I dad nap. I will admit, you know, but I've caught a lot of the major moments, and I liked the ending to the show. I liked the reveal. There's a big reveal. There's a big surprise. Like what? And that's cool. I don't know if I liked it better than season 2. So like. Yeah, like I'm a big fan of the Glomgold like theme song and like that whole arc.
Let me say this, and we're
talking about the Mighty Ducks.
Huh? Yeah, because I can tell people here are kind of losing it.
I'm sorry. This is like the most fucking concrete discussion I've ever heard about Mighty Ducks in my life. Like
no, we segued into DuckTales.
They're on DuckTales now.
That's right, man. DuckTales, ready.
I'm gonna watch it, Chris. It's actually a really good show. It is a sneaky good, an actual really good story.
It is the voice actors alone. I mean, like it's crazy.
Bobby Moynihan, Danny Pudi, David Tennant, just a all-star cast. Beck Bennett. I would say go back to it, Matt, with rested eyes because there's especially early season episodes. What are you laughing at, Jack?
I don't know.
You sound so serious.
Okay. I see that there's two people that take DuckTales very seriously.
Yes, I admire this. I'm actually really entertained.
Am I right, Chris? It just seemed a little.
No, like it's actually it's striking my funny bone for sure. But like, I mean, I admire the passion.
This is how crazy into DuckTales I am, and I watched DuckTales a lot when I was. I mean, that was like my come home. I mean,
you've already established how crazy.
My daughter had a friend visiting.
Just rest your eyes, Matt, when you're watching it. Rest your eyes.
My daughter had a friend visiting recently, and we were both my daughter and I were talking to her. Hey. We were like, oh, hey, have you seen the new DuckTales? And she said, yeah, but I prefer the old one. And we were like, what? And I said, I grew up with the original, and I'm here to tell you this DuckTales is so much better. So much better. Mm-hmm. Because Webby is not a spineless little like, me, 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 me. I'm just a baby whiny voice. And I'm cute. Like, she has a purpose. She is a person. Respect her.
Can I make a suggestion? You and Jay do a DuckTales podcast and you dump
all. No, I don't think there's plenty out there that are really-
Judging by Matt's passion, I think that if you guys started a DuckTales podcast, it would surpass Onan Brews in like 45 minutes.
I will leave with this thought about it. A critic, I believe it was on The Vulture, said after Game of Thrones, DuckTales, the rebooted DuckTales, is the best serialized TV show on TV today.
What?
Yeah.
I can see that because there's so many little things that are in each one, and it all builds up.
Next up on kids shows that are amazing, Bluey. If you aren't watching Bluey, you need to be watching Bluey.
I've seen Bluey. It's a good show.
It is one of, I guess, not just a great kids show. It's one of the best shows on TV.
The dad doesn't really work, but that's okay.
That's the dream, man. Why am I watching the show? I need to escape where I am right now.
I had Mr. Balzich explaining the show to me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Alex,
what is Bluey?
It's on Disney Plus.
It's a little cartoon dog.
Yep. And
the dog has a better house than me, which kind of pisses me off, but that's all right.
Yeah, I think the dad is a paleontologist, and the
is that what he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
apparently they don't blink because every picture of them, their eyes are wide open.
Well, they don't.
Well, that really breaks the whole serialized drama for me.
Yeah. It's really good. There's 7-minute episodes.
Oh.
And it just follows this family of blue heelers, is a type of dog, and they're two kid dogs, Bluey and Bingo. And it is, if you're a parent, I think it just captures the parenting experience really well, and then the kid experience really well. And it actually tells a really compelling story in 7 minutes, like each episode, 7 minutes. And it tells
They're short episodes, which is nice.
And it tells a really compelling story.
Well, that sounds like a good show. My sister's coming to town. I have a niece who's 5.
Hawk Magazine sounds like a much good... better than DuckTales. So there you go.
Anyway,
fine. You know, those are our Disney Plus recommendations.
This cove of TV show discussion because we've lost OG John.
I did want to say,
you lost me. I'm excited about Bluey. It's a fucking upgrade from Little Baby Bum. And I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, your son would like Bluey. It's a good. I'm going to back him up on this. It's a good show.
All right, on the list.
The song gets in your head.
Daycare day tomorrow. So
the opening song does get in your head, though.
You will binge watch. I think there's 100 episodes right now on Disney Plus. There's 7. Right,
you're not going to
binge watch the whole thing.
But if you do, do it with rested eyes.
Look, sometimes daddies need a nap.
Here's my question. to the esteemed panel of dads here. Who's a fan of the midday nap? Now that I think most of us work from home, maybe you have to go back into the space, Chris.
Midday, I'm to the point where I just want a nap whenever I can get one.
I've been not working at home for over a year. The midday nap. Okay, I will speak to the thing that I would love to have the fucking most is a goddamn fucking midday nap. I have not had a midday nap since pre-COVID.
They're great.
Child.
usually post work. Mine are usually like late.
Costanza was ahead. I know it's a 97 reference, but Costanza was ahead of his time, wasn't he? When he built he made his desk into a nap place.
Huge fan of power nap. I'm a big fan. And so 2 o'clock every day, usually around 2 o'clock, I'll block off 30 minutes on my calendar and then I'll just go lay down, set a little timer. Put on the white noise and it'll wake me up. So I just like fall asleep, wake up, and I feel like $1 million.
How do you look?
I feel like I look better.
It's gotta be.
Take an hour nap.
I'm under 20 minutes. If I go beyond 20, right. I can start to slip. Well, I can start to slip.
The full 30 minutes, assuming I leave.
I'm slipping.
Actually, I kind of do a version of this, right? So I've mentioned on the show before. For me, when I take a lunch break, I go to my car and I sit in my car on the second floor of a parking garage. It's not bright.
you know, watch an episode of a TV show, or in my most recent case, watch the movie Army of the Dead.
It's fucking awesome.
It looks awesome.
So good. And every once in a while, if like the show that I'm watching sucks, I'll fall asleep. You know, I'm sitting in the car, and next thing I know, it's like I gotta wake up and go back to work. But it's like
that's the best thing about a minivan, to be honest with you.
Oh,
because you fold the bed down and you just could take. I used to do that all the time.
That's I would take naps while I worked at Apple, because in the mall they had these really comfy chairs. They were like they would fully recline, and so what I would do is I'd have my Apple hoodie and I just go and I'd put the hoodie above like my eyes and just fall asleep for 15, 20 minutes. It's the best.
A white bag in the windows.
anyways, in 15 to 20 minutes is my sweet spot. So, but again, it's like I block 30 minutes, assume lay down, turn on the white noise, get the timer set, close my eyes, and actually sleep for 15 to 20
minutes. I'm already hoping the grandkids will go take a nap tomorrow so I can take my nap tomorrow. I'm already hoping for it, because today it was not happening.
I kind of want to take a nap right now.
I was power napping while you guys talked.
That's amazing.
I did want to talk about BSG real quick, because I'm doing that rewatch. I'm on the final season. We've all seen it, right?
Wait, is Crazy doing a rewatch of that too?
No, Jax is doing it.
Oh, Beat Bears and Battlestar? Yeah.
I could have done without Baltar's storyline in the final season. They should have just killed him off. Am I right? His whole storyline just bores me.
That's the guy that caused it, right? He was the one.
Yeah,
Baltar. Yeah.
Yeah, Gaius.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember and think back to season four. There were a couple missteps or like a little few things that, like, even at the time I was like, oh, you know, but season four is like so.
They're like looking for things to make him interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And perhaps they just didn't think that far through. I didn't really want Starbuck to kind of go off the deep end. Like, and I wanted more as a BSG fan. I wanted more of what happened to her.
Yeah. Instead of just where. I don't want to spoil people who haven't seen it, but it's just, you know,
there. That's the mystery, basically.
Yeah. So I have four more because I was basically watching it all day yesterday because we're supposed to do my garage, but Jay said, fuck it, I don't want to do it. Well, and then
it's a complete replacement.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's okay. It's all right. You said you'd do it, but you didn't. That's okay. It's 1997. You were only a kid then. So
Chris, you ever seen BSG? You ever seen Battlestar?
Yeah, I love Battlestar Galactica. It's probably my top three favorite shows of all time.
Now, what do you think of the final season with Baltar?
I thought the final season in total was kind of I don't know.
They're definitely trying to find a way to wrap it up.
There's some
parts I really like, and there's other parts I go, all right, this part's going to bore me. So I kind of
Watching it I remember when they came back from the season break, the mid season, you know, you had season 4.0 and then you had season 4.5. When you came back from season, you know, to season 4.5, it had been gone so long and you're just so excited to watch it. And then this really heavy, fucking depressing thing happens and you're just like, holy shit. Like, hey, you're happy that your show's back, but guess what?
You know, there's a food shortage, you know, because everything. Where's Adama getting all the alcohol? Now he's just a drunk and he's always chugging down.
I have always wondered how much alcohol they left with, like, you know, because they had to have.
Yeah, but at one point, remember in the beginning,
bottle. How many drinks?
Ty is like, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So,
but now it's like, hey, I'm the admiral. I got alcohol for days.
They did try to make their own alcohol at some point.
Well, the chief did.
And it tastes like shit. So, you know.
But I just noticed that he's got just plenty of alcohol, and they even have a bar now.
So they've gotten more alcohol, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, but they have no fucking food for anybody. But there's plenty of alcohol, so it's like
they've used all of the wheat to make grain liquor. Potatoes, like they're just making grain liquor for everything.
But if you think about it, it's kind of stupid, right? Because there's no food, but yet there's plenty of alcohol.
But that's where at least they admitted, the showrunners, that they just made it up as they went along. So there isn't this sense of, oh, but why didn't you plan this out? I was like, well, they didn't. They just, every season before they had a right season, they made
And again, I have no problem with that. But this, it just, when you're sitting there watching going, he just drank a whole, it's like this full of alcohol. Well, you can't see it. But it's like this full of alcohol.
When did that show air? From what year?
2006 to 10. Was it? I don't know.
Because like, I remember it as like almost like a companion show to Lost for me. Like I think I caught up with it like alongside the same time I was watching Lost. And I think I can't remember where I got into it, but it I don't know if it was you guys or maybe if it was on Media Junkyard or
not. It wasn't me because I watched it pretty much after it was done.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of it, you know, after, you know, not live, but like, you know, in post, because it was like the show that I watched when we were waiting for Lost to come back, right? Sure. It was like, I have fond memories of it because it was kind of part of that whole last time I really gave a shit about TV decade.
Well, very, very episodic. Well,
there's DuckTales.
It was well written, you know.
There's always DuckTales.
You'd be like, oh my God, Jay was right.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes.
They're both on Disney Plus.
All right, hold on, time out. Is somebody's phone unplugging and plugging in? Is it mine?
It's my computer.
He has a bad USB charging port, it sounds like.
Is that what it is?
Because it keeps reactivating and deactivating.
It's not annoying at all, Jack. I wouldn't really worry about it that much.
Okay.
Seriously, in 2004. So, okay. And
the pilot, though, that mini series movie or whatever.
That must have been 2003 then.
So, I remember watching that show that came out
Caprica.
And it fucking sucked.
Well, to be fair, half of it was good and the other half was bad. The part with Eric Stoltz.
Yeah,
telling the story. That part sucked. The part with the young
girl. I don't even think I got to it. To be honest with you,
that part was interesting. The other part, which should have been interesting, how the Cylons was so fucking boring. It's like, oh my God.
Well, then you kind of realize why they removed him from Back to the Future. It's like,
hey, yeah,
boring. had a whole Phantom Menace feel. You know, it just felt newer and shinier than the
True.
Than the original.
But they had a thing on, there's a thing on YouTube that has like three episodes of something that was going to be like the next. They're trying. They're actually pretty good.
Huh.
I can't remember what they're called, but it was on YouTube.
There was the movie that came out after BSG wrapped up, and it kind of filled in some of the gaps with the Cylons.
The plan,
yeah. Which, you know, I mean, I like Dean Stockwell, so I was like, oh, you know, we get more of him, and that's cool.
He gets all the babes. I don't know how he does
that. But what I really, you know, seriously wanted, though, is I wanted an hour and a half, like, TV movie, you know, thing about, you know, give us a Starbuck. Like, you don't have to explain all of the mystery, but it would be really cool to see her go through the maelstrom, appear somewhere else, something happens, maybe, you know, pull from some of the classic, you know, 80s, you know, Battlestar, and, you know, make her meet some aliens or something. You know,
maybe she didn't want to do it.
The painting, well, Adama,
She is a good artist. It's nice to find a good artist.
Edward James almost said when he did BSG, he was like, I don't want to be standing next to some blue fucking thing. You know, he was basically like, no, I don't want to be with any aliens. But with Katie and Starbuck and that storyline, they started to allude to it because when she's on the ship and they're going out at the beginning of season four, there's a painting where fans had thought this was the Ship of Lights, that's what she experienced or that's what she encountered while she was out there. They never tied that story up. They just kind of like put it right there in that painting and that was it. And that was just, I was like, man, if you could have done something, you know, like
they did, they do leave her storyline kind of.
So that's you know, I did like the final though, I will say. And one of the things that I loved about the final,
finale.
I know. I always fuck it up. So,
well, now finale. If you would rest your eyes, you got it right.
So with eyes. The last 40 minutes, though, we get an epilogue. We get a true epilogue, and we get to see them live. And I love that.
Well, not everybody.
No, but it breathes. like the fact that it allows it to breathe. Like, I mean, if I could have a half an hour more of post loss of like what happens after that moment, I would totally take it.
You're gonna get it eventually. But what I find funny, this is about my fourth rewatch. I go back and forth with Apollo. This season, this rewatch, I kind of like him. The last rewatch, I hated him. I don't know. And he does a lot. The funny thing is, he does a lot of scenes with the original Apollo.
Jack, are you going through an emotional? Are you going through an emotional time in your life?
Yes, always.
I have seen Blood and Chrome. I liked Blood and Chrome. That is very good. Yeah. So. Well, that about does it. We made it to the hour mark, folks.
Nicely done.
Great hanging with you all. I had a great time.
Jack's like, what? This isn't fair. No, Nick's not here. Oh, okay. I was still working on my names. I didn't really have.
Why is Stedman still in
the 2 weeks in a row, Matt?
It's a whole new thing now. He reads them, and we can see how you know.
I know, and I didn't get them all written down.
You know, sometimes, you know, when you write your, I just want like a closure. I just want like a wrap up. Maybe after you do the names, maybe that's like 40 minutes of how you came up with the names. I think that would be interesting.
That one really hurt. Thanks. I'll be thinking about that one.
Although I did like the half-ass attempt you made last week, in which you actually drew a little scene along with half of them, I should say.
Oh, he was stoned out of his mind. He was
a I was a little couple. That's why
it makes, this show so much easier.
It was a weird time. It does. So much like this one, didn't have Nick. We had Jay. We talked a lot of DuckTales. Like,
who would you rather have? I'll put you on the spot. Who would you rather have, Jay or Nick?
Chris, we're waiting for your answer.
I'm talking to you, Matt. Jay, it's one or the other. You got to make your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pick them both.
It's the end of the. Was it The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin
and the other kid? Macaulay Culkin
If you only had the fucking names put together, you would have evaded this question altogether.
Yeah. So, yeah. Matt, can we have? I mean, I know you're going to rest your eyes, but can we have that answer?
So thanks for joining us.
No, you have to answer the question.
We have an email. No, nobody wants to know. So, hey, we did. I did put up a poll though about the best part of Chex Mix.
Yeah.
So,
did you? And what happened with said poll?
The said poll.
We won.
The bagel chip or the rye chip, whatever you want to call it, is the best part.
Matt and I, who finally agreed on something, we won.
And wheat checks came in second.
Who was against that?
Okay, good. So the wheat checks, because those are the ones they get that fucking overload like dusting.
Maybe it was the corn check.
Nobody cared about the dusting.
I'm going back to
literally the flavor of said snack.
All right, I'm gonna officially look this up. I did.
So Jay, you're a fan of the bread one too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right. The rye crisps are awesome, no doubt.
That's the magic of Chex Mix is that piece.
The piece of Chex that just gets fucking.
We did like 20. We did 20 minutes last hour of Chex Mix.
We did.
Okay, here we go. 17 votes for rye chip, 11 votes for corn Chex, 4 votes for wheat Chex, 3 votes for breadstick. 1 vote for rice checks.
1 vote for breadsticks.
One vote for Dan.
There's no fucking way. There's absolutely no way he's not giving that answer to not be a fucking dickhead about it. There's not a person on the fucking planet Earth that wants that shit to remain in the bag of Chex Mix.
And
there's probably petitions out there to have it removed.
Because Nick said he liked the pretzel. I go, come on, I'd rather just go get a bag of pretzels.
Yeah, nobody even voted for the pretzel.
No. Because it sucks.
The pretzel didn't even get an honorable mention.
M&M got one vote. Candy corn got one vote.
No. Wait. Who voted for fucking candy corn?
They're just can't. With you.
Who
voted for candy? I want to know who voted for candy corn. Call him.
I don't want to have hatred for someone before I go to bed.
One person voted for the cashew, and one person voted for the pistachio.
Pistachios?
Potassium, guys. It's potassium.
It's potassium. get it while you can.
Pinocchio.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Jay, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I was going to say they should do an Oops All Rye Bread Crisps bag.
Oh, I agree. I would go with that.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Ow.
John points out that captains, a lot of people died this week.
Can we just also include the overloaded in seasoning?
Well, okay, you can have both, right? Because for Starburst, you have just the all pink, right? And then you have fave reds. And I think the thing you're talking about, Chris, is it's a couple of the faves of Chex, right? And then you also have the just the rye bread pieces.
Okay, I'm in. I'll buy all the bags.
Yeah.
This is for Captain Steuben.
I liked him better as Murray Slaughter myself. Just saying.
Anyways, all right, let's read these names. My eyes
are Gavin McLeod died, passed away.
Okay, so thanks for joining us this week. Thanks for everybody that joined us in the chat live. We do appreciate it. All of the comments, you help us out.
And I didn't shit on any of you, so there.
We did have an email, but it's gotten this show's so long as it is.
Randy, did we really have
it next week?
We really have an email?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not reading it?
Okay, here it is. Randy, a little boy Randy writes in. He says, what does a sprinter eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. You got a couple laughs this week, Randy.
Okay. I like that. That's all right, Randy. It's like on your popsicle stick. I like that. Yeah. That's good.
All right. So want to thank some patrons.
Somebody stole my Microsoft Office.
What happened?
I'm going to find him. You have my word.
Wait, hold on. I got you. There
you go. Nice.
With all of these jokes, how can we go on any further? But if you want to send us your jokes.
My head looks like a planet.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's got like the sun. It's like the sun
it's
is shining.
Really bright. It's really bright over here.
There's a little bit of life over here, just a little bit.
It's more the moon, you know, because the moon just reflects the sun's light.
And that's true.
You can see it from space.
Is this the dark side of the moon? Because it's got like a we can't land there. That's anyway.
Okay, become a patron, go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, help us out in any way, shape, or possible thing that you can think of doing by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. That would also help. Like to thank some patrons that make this show possible. First of all,
Randy, now I can finally nap.
Tech with the nap. Eckhart Richter Shrinkage. And sorry, I'm coming up with these on the fly here. And then go ahead, read this one here for you.
Ed,
my balls itch. Mighty Ducks Maggie.
Joanne just napping.
Oh, this one is totally for Jay.
Geek Dad Greg.
Those are a lot better than my first two. I think my first two were probably the crappiest ones.
So you say you're not here next week?
I'm not here this next week. Can't do the show. Hopefully it's a lot better. Really appreciate seeing everybody. This was a great show, Jay. I appreciate you joining us, even though in your mind it was not one in a million.
Oh, it was. Anytime with you all is a great time.
Dude, you are just fishing for them compliments.
I'm going to make him say, no, it wasn't.
So you're saying you want Jay over Nick.
That's great show. Couldn't have done it without
that's
Nick.
That's what he was saying.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's more of who would he like to hang out with? It would be me. But I think he does enjoy, you know, podcasting with Nick.
Nick, if you're listening, he just winked at Dre.